Obedience to Authority, Judges 3, 16 through 25.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Ehud made himself a sword which had two edges, a cubit in length, and he wore it under his clothing on his right thigh. He offered the tribute of Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. When he had finished offering the tribute, he sent away the people who carried the tribute, but he himself turned back from the stone idols that were by Gilgal and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." The king said, "Keep silence." All who stood by him left him. Ehud came to him, and he was sitting by himself alone in the cool upper room. Ehud said, "I have a message from God to you." He arose out of his seat. Ehud put out his left hand and took the sword from his right thigh and thrust it into his body. And the handle went in after the blade, and the fat closed on the blade, for he didn't draw the sword out of his body, and it came out behind. Then Ehud went out onto the porch and shut the doors of the upper room on him and locked them. After he had gone, his servants came and saw that the doors of the upper room were locked. They said, "Surely he is covering his feet in the upper room." They waited until they were ashamed, and behold, he didn't open the doors of the upper room. Therefore, they took the key and opened them, and behold, their lord had fallen down dead on the floor. English cultures are usually aware of a few legends about a man named Robin Hood. He did things that were wrong in order to give food and money to the poor who were being overtaxed and mistreated. The Bible is very clear that it's wrong to just decide to take the law into your own hands. I think that Satan uses history in the Bible, like we read here, to try to make God look immoral. Even though it is impossible for God to be immoral, this is the argument that Satan gave Eve in Genesis. I would like to explain why what Ehud did here was good. Ehud carried a concealed weapon and lied to and assassinated his ruling authority. He still paid his taxes, however. When the people say that the Bible requires that you obey your leadership, I'm guessing that they either never read this or have decided to ignore it. How do I justify these actions? Ehud demonstrates where the line is. God expects us to disobey authority when it opposes His. In fact, we should disobey any authority that is being rebellious against a higher one. An authority that is rebelling against their authority is no longer an authority. I used to be against the use of deceit in trapping a criminal. Looking at the Bible, I wonder why I thought this way. Obviously, God uses trickery to catch an evil man in his evil, and God is the definition of good. So using deceit in order to trap an evil man is not the kind of deceit that is wrong. The movie The Hiding Place is a true story about a woman who was sent to a German concentration camp during the Holocaust for hiding Jews. She was eventually offered freedom if she would sign a document that said that she would promise to say that they treated her well during her stay. I considered that for a long time. Should she have signed it? Looking at the record of Ehud, I think so. She isn't obligated to tell the truth to a rebel. She should sign, get out, and inform her true authority. Later, a man who served as an officer in one of those camps came to her and asked for forgiveness. This was difficult for her, as most of us would understand. But the Bible also told her that she had to forgive this man. Do you see who is an authority here? This is why freedom is connected to a belief in Jesus. When you willingly submit to the ultimate authority, you live at peace with God and get to do anything you want.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.